I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Labels make you worse. It's an interesting fact, not once in any of his writings or speeches, let alone meditations, does Marcus Aurelius call himself a Stoic. Other people might have applied this label to him, but he never identified with it. He never saw the need. This is often a distinguishing feature between foolishness and wisdom. It's easy to put the world and other people in tiny little boxes, to come up with names and stereotypes for them. But when you accept those names and labels for yourself, when you begin to self-identify, all that is really doing is limiting your perception and creating the illusion of clarity when in truth, nuance reigns. As Paul Graham would write, the more labels you have for yourself, the dumber they make you. Not just for yourself, but for other people too. Liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, entrepreneur, writer, elite. Great leaders know that you have to take things as they are for what they are. They know black and white is the exception, not the rule. They know that there are good people on every side of every issue, that truth is not partisan, and that insight is not limited to one religion or school or persuasion. FDR, as he filled his administration, explained, "I am trying to get across the idea that if we have the right kind of people, the party label doesn't mean much. Whether you want to call yourself a Stoic or not is not really the point. Actually, that is the point. Labels are pointless. They close your mind. They close you off to opportunities. They close you off to other people. And worst of all, with time, they close you off from the very things you identify with. That's why Marcus avoided them, and Paul Graham, and FDR, and why you must as well." Hey, it's Ryan. Thank you for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. I just wanted to say we so appreciate it. We love serving you. It's amazing to us that over 30 million people have downloaded these episodes in the couple years we've been doing it. It's an honor. Please spread the word, tell people about it, and this isn't to sell anything. I just wanted to say thank you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.